Glad to be have players back in the building and you guys as well. We've had a great week so far. And when we left in the off season, we were going to ask the question, who would be the one to set it off? And by the looks of how the workouts have gone so far, I was really impressed by the level of conditioning that the guys have come back in. And it shows better never rests in terms of how hard you got to go to get ready to compete, you know, with your teammates. So I was totally pumped for that. What I told the team, where are we right now? And we are right back to base camp. And I kind of went back through, what does that mean? In the Everest world of the climbers, where they go to base camp, they take a shot, get acclimated, come back, keep going for it. And for us, there will be a number of teams that are at base camp. That's in our own division with Carolina and with Tampa and with New Orleans. How hard you have to go to battle for it, to go take your shot. So that's what the next 8 weeks are for us, that opportunity to battle, to strain, to put forth all the things that we want to get done over the next 8 weeks. So we're pumped to do that with the guys. A couple things that we talked about with the team, what we're looking for, own the process of this offseason. Each player who came back, we met with them and had a point of attack tape. These are the things in your game that's really going good. These are some things that we'd like you to work on. And we asked their input on that as well. So we wanted to own that process of their development. We wanted to own the process. Could our brotherhood get even stronger and take that to a new place for our team? And then the last piece of it is that connection that we have for one another, see how good we can get as a team. So throwing the best off season you've had. So it's been a good start to the week. Like I said earlier, I was very encouraged by, you know, how good shape the guys showed up. And you can tell they put work in during their time, even together before they got here. So with that, I'm glad to open it up to your guys' questions regarding the start of our off season program.
Who's setting it off, Coach?
That's a good one. I don't have a leader in the clubhouse just yet, but I would say there is a number of guys who are really making a push to see where they can take their game to. On the defensive side, I certainly think Ricardo Allen is in that spot. I think Deion Jones is, and Grady Jarrett are three to name a few. Offensively, along the offensive line, one guy that I feel like is really making his mark is Wes. And he didn't play last year, but the development that he did before practice, in practice, post-practice, Schweitzer, he made an impact, and he's going for it in the biggest way. Garland, I think, would be another one that, you know, certainly through the offseason, you know, they're trying to do their thing. Hooper would be one, you know, at tight end. I certainly am anticipating his game, you know, going up a spot. The quarterback's back at it again and trying to take his game to a new spot again. I feel the intent. How hard he's going for it. So those are a few to name, but that's too early to call and too close to call as we get started.
Good to see True back out there. I mean, how's he been doing and getting back?
Yes, it was, and honestly, just we were so excited for him, for an opportunity to extend him and knowing that he's going to be a Falcon for a long time and see him doing so well. So there's a couple of guys, speaking of True, that are going to be limited as far as the offseason goes. They're all participating in some fashion. On the defensive side, True, who we had named earlier, Claiborne and Shelby are all participating in some fashion with workouts and rehab. And then offensively, Julio Jones would be the one in that spot. So those four are, you know, under half strength and conditioning guidelines, half training guidelines. And they're off to a good start. But we are really pumped for True.
Do you anticipate them all being available by the time you roll into training camp? That's several months away, of course.
Right. At this point, we do. So that's been, you know, unless there was a setback that occurs along the way, we're very encouraged by their timelines that they're at. And I think they'll be doing some type of participation in this spring. At what level, that I don't know. But I do anticipate by the time we get back in July and they've had, you know, all the half of April, May, June, and, you know, three quarters of a July, I think they'll be ready to go.
How about Alex Mack with fibula?
Yeah, so he in fact, saw the docs recently, and he's doing great.
He's falling out limited at all.
Yes. Yep. We may have some limitations, but right now he's in the program doing all the stuff, so he's doing really good.
Coach, you talked about Schweitzer and Garland.
Yeah.
doing pretty well. So it's early, but they'll have a great chance to compete to replace Chester.
And that's where our mind's at. And we think we've got some really good candidates with those two in-house. So for those, you know, who cover the team, you know about them and have seen them out on the practice field. For those who don't come to practice on a regular basis, those are two of our more competitive guys. And so we're hopeful for their opportunity. They are both the kind of guys that are going to take advantage when an opportunity comes. So we're pumped for both of them. But there's some good players in the draft. And we also feel like we got some good guys that we're developing and bringing up through the ranks as well.
They went down to Florida. Obviously, you weren't privy to what was going on, but I'm sure you heard some things, and I'm curious about the attitude of what you're seeing from the guys.
Yeah, that was the main thing. You know, not being there when they came back, how was your weekend? It was just to a guy. It's not just the on-the-field time. It's not just the field work that they do, but it's the time away, you know, that they spend together and going to dinners together, doing stuff together. That type of connection that you can have as a team just shows, you know, how tight they are. And I don't know how many were there, but I got a sense it was quite a few.
You bring a guy in, Garrett Scantling, who hasn't played since high school. How important is this time right now? And then what did you see out of him? Especially
well, we went back to all his Jacksonville high school. No, I'm just kidding. We did not. Okay, so how did we get to that? Obviously, what a competitor, number one. And that was one of the first things that we look for. So for those of you who cover the team, you know, C and T are two topics that we talk about, competitiveness and toughness. Well, to be the type of athlete he is, we knew those things were there. Now, how will that transfer over into our game right now? He'll be behind for sure, but I have a sense of the competitor of what he can be. We're going to help develop and see where he can take it to. It's way too early to call anything about where he can be, but at 6'2 or over 6'2 and over 225 pounds with that kind of speed, as a coach, okay, there's something there, and we're going to try like crazy to pull it out of him and see how far we can pull him over the next 8 weeks and into training camp. But his attitude's right. He looked natural catching. He did have a football background growing up. He just had played so well, had competed so well in track and field. That was the route that he took. So I'm excited for him, and we're going to see where it goes. I don't have anything to report just yet. We're not even on the field with the guys yet. They're more doing strength and conditioning work now, but we're encouraged.
Dane, I know how much do you address the whole, obviously, what happened in Houston? When you come back and you're putting a fresh start, you were very open about it at the combine.
Sure.
I don't know how when these guys come back in this week and – you know, what you're telling them and how, because, you know, we've seen teams react when you have a big disappointment like that. Some teams that don't seem to recover. Others have taken that and
thrived
at greater heights.
Well, we definitely talked, about, you know, our last game, our last meeting as a team. And then that's when I kind of got into where are we? All right, we're not up at the top, but we're not at the bottom either, right at base camp, and how hard we can battle and grind. And it already sounded to me from the guys who already were putting the work in when they went, you know, through the offseason, the way they showed up, this is the team that wants to prove things and prove how strong they are, how tight they are, how connected they are. But for us, it goes right back to that competition. So, yeah, obviously we addressed it, but we also talked about now no more looking back in the rear view, and 2017 is officially here, and let's go for it like we've never had before.
You had full participation for this voluntary off-season workout program. Can you put into perspective why that's so important and what that does for setting the tone of the entire off-season workout program?
It does. And having the ability for the guys to spend the time together, we'll be honest, we miss one another. I miss having them here. I was tired of seeing the coaches just for the last few months. So having the players back, the energy back, the workouts that you do with your teammates, you generally push it to a new spot than when you're by yourself. It's also very important if we're going to try and take every player as far as we can, they go through the point of attack tapes. Here's where your game's at. Here's the things that you know you need to address on. It's not going to be 5-6 things. It might be one or two things in your game over the next 8 weeks. Can you work really, really hard at these couple things? You'll get better at that. You're going to get better at the things, and then collectively we'll all get better. So there might be a few things. Yeah.
Last question.
Well, could you talk about the relationships, I guess the transformation with the coaching staff, new members of the staff, how
sure.
It's going, and with a lot of the changes that have happened.
And even with, you know, with the players, each team is different year to year. And that's also true from the coaching side. And so with some of the new coaches, new ideas, there's some new energy that goes along with that, both offensively and defensively. We've got a lot of experience in the staff. So I like how across, you know, we call it across the table, they're connecting on ideas and topics. What's been the best practice at different places, you know, of things. So those were ideas we shared. And then as important for this time of year, Thomas and I model the type of, you know, relationship we want from a head coach and a general manager. Well, that filters all the way down through our staffs. And from a scouting side and an assistant coaching side, can that connection be really strong? So when we're looking for players to add to this team that's really tight, really competitive, really tough, we want to make sure we're all bringing in the same attitude and style of player. So I've been particularly pleased to see the connection between the coaching side and the scouting side, knowing that we're all may have different departments that we work in, but we're all under the same roof.
A quick follow-up on that. How's Sark fitting in? I mean, obviously it's going to be a lot of attention on him and got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I'd be glad to discuss that. And it's been a great start. And so now I'm excited for him to get in front of the players. He had his first meeting, you know, with the guys this week and then meeting individually with each player during this week as well. So for them, having the connection that I already have and starting to build that relationship with the players, letting them know the system that we run is the same and how we feature the guys within that system is what we do best. And so Sark has a very clear understanding of that.